Eclipse Timing the Milky Way's Gravitational Potential, by Sukanya Chakrabarty et al. We show that a small, but measurable shift in the eclipse midpoint time of eclipsing binary, EBs, stars of approximately 0.1 seconds over a decade baseline can be used to directly measure the galactic acceleration of stars in the Milky Way at approximately KPC distances from the Sun. We consider contributions to the period drift rate from dynamical mechanisms other than the galaxy's gravitational field, and show that the galactic acceleration can be reliably measured using a sample of Kepler EBs with orbital and stellar parameters from the literature. Given the uncertainties on the formulation of tidal decay, our approach here is necessarily approximate, and the contribution from tidal decay is an upper limit assuming the stars are not tidally synchronized. We also use simple analytic relations to search for well-timed sources in the Kepler field, and find approximately 70 additional detached EBs with low eccentricities that have estimated timing precision better than 1 second. We illustrate the method with a prototypical, precisely timed EB using an archival Kepler light curve and a modern synthetic HST light curve, which provides a decade baseline. This novel method establishes a realistic possibility for obtaining fundamental galactic parameters using eclipse timing to measure galactic accelerations, along with other emerging new methods, including pulsar timing and extreme precision radial velocity observations. This acceleration signal grows quadratically with time. Therefore, given baselines established in the near future for distant EBs, we can expect to measure the period drift in the future with space missions like JWST and the Roman Space Telescope. This was Eclipse Timing the Milky Way's Gravitational Potential by Sukanya Chakrabarty et al.